Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, a section about submission in the home. We're in our second study of that in verses 3 and 4, looking at what he has to say to the wives in verses 1 through 6. But in verses 3 and 4, still talking to the wives, he says, "Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair, the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet mind, which in God's sight is very precious." And so, how does our externals show what's on the inside, Garrett?
Yeah, I want us to, before we go any further, I want us to keep in mind that what he's emphasizing here is the wife's conduct and what her heart looks like. And I think it's going to be more important as we go along. But he says, let your adorning, do not let your adorning be external. The word adorning there means that which serves to beautify through decoration. That's kind of a broad term, but I think it's intentional in that there's a lot of different things that that women use from time to time that, you know, beautifies them through decoration. And he gives some examples: braiding of hair, putting on gold jewelry, the clothing you wear. There's some people, I guess, that have this idea that women aren't allowed to braid hair, to wear any kind of jewelry, whatever. I don't think that this is literal. I think it's just that don't let your focus be on what's external. Don't let your conduct don't let your focus be on stuff that's external, with braiding hair and putting on gold jewelry, whatever. Let your focus be on the hidden person of the heart.
Yeah, and it is literal. I mean, the fact, he's not saying that these things are wrong, because if you're saying that, then it's wrong to put on clothing. And he's not saying that. Yeah. He doesn't want them running around without clothing on. But as you said, it's the focus that's really the idea. You know, if we're spending all of our time just trying to be attractive physically, externally, you know, that type of thing, that's not really what matters. And I know, speaking for guys everywhere, I know you've probably at times you've seen a woman that you're like, man, she is really beautiful. And the longer you spend time with her, the more you talk to her, the better you get to know her, the less attractive she becomes by the language she uses or the things that she does or whatever. And on the other hand, same could be said, you know, you may say a woman and you know, she's okay or, you know, whatever. She's kind of homely, whatever. But the longer you're around her, the more you hear her talk, the way you see her act, the more you get to know her, the more beautiful that she becomes just because of who she is. And that's what he's saying here is what's really important. Remember, he's talking about how you going to win your husbands. Well, it's with your behavior, with your conduct. You may draw someone's attention by the way that you look physically, but the way you're going to influence them to Jesus is not by the way you look, how beautifully adorned you are, but rather it's on what's on the inside that shows in the way that you live.
Yeah, the external only goes so far. So don't let your focus be on that. Your behavior, your conduct shows what's on the inside, and it shows what is in your heart.
And it's imperishable.
It's illustrating the difference between an inward and an outward focus. You said perishable. That's
imperishable.
But the external is perishable.
That's right.
Eventually, no matter how beautiful you are, we're all going to get old and wrinkly and whatever. And so, there at some level, that becomes perishable. How well you braid your hair is going to go away, you know, at some point. But The hidden person of the heart is what he says, but the word heart there is, it literally means your inner being. That's what's imperishable. That's what's not going to go away. A gentle and quiet spirit, that's what's not going to go away. And that's what is seen by God to be the most precious. It's not about how your hair looks or whatever on the outside, how well your makeup's done and all that. But what's seen as precious to God is what your soul looks like.
Yeah, and that Paul says something similar in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 9, that women should adorn themselves in a certain way. Again, not focused on external things, but he says in verse 10 of 1 Timothy 2, with what is proper for women who profess godliness. Well, how is that? With good works.
Yeah.
So that, again, he's not saying that you should not care about how you look, or it's wrong to try to make yourself look attractive or beautiful for your spouse. You certainly ought to do that. But if that's the only thing you're worried about, then it's not, you know, what kind of person are you? Are you loving? Are you kind? And you go back to all these terms that he uses here, about having a gentle and quiet spirit of, mm-hmm. are you the nagging, you know, look at me, inflate self-importance kind of wife, or are you the humble and the kind and the loving and the encouraging? Well, that's what's going to mean more to your husband than anything.
Yeah, and especially as men that are called to be imitators of God and follow the way the Lord sees things, you know, in he called us to do that in government, where we're seeing people as souls, so we're honor the emperor, you know, and all that. He calls it to see us to do that as servants, as employees, whenever, you know, we see an unjust boss, but the Lord sees an opportunity to give grace to those who suffer unjustly. In the same way, we can see what the Lord's focus is what's on the inside, on a gentle and quiet spirit. That's what he deems as precious. So to husbands, I would say, what do we see as precious? You know, what are we looking to? And to wives, I think he sums it up by saying, is your focus more what goes on your body, mm-hmm. or is your focus on how much of the word is going on to your heart?
Yep.
And that's his main focus here.
So to all of you godly women that are serving the Lord and focusing on the internals, what kind of follower of Jesus you are, thank you for being women of God. Thank you for being the kind of wives that we really need. And those of you that are married to those who are not followers of Jesus, these verses are great encouragement, not guarantees, but great encouragement that it can happen. And may not happen in our time frame that we would like, but it can happen. So keep that up. Hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue to study about submission in the home from 1 Peter chapter 3. Hope that while you're driving to work or getting ready for school or whenever you have 5 to 10 minutes that you'll give those to us and study in God's Word with us as we try to find the messages that He has for us within the scripture, and just let that speak to us as we study deeply in God's Word. Hope you'll like, share, subscribe, tell others about Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.